100.7 WHUD, Mike and Casey, Tuesday morning, the time, 8:45.
All right, we loved him in the movies Pearl Harbor and Black Hawk Down. Now Josh Hartnett stars in the new movie called Inherit the Viper. What's the plot?
A family of drug dealers in a part of the world where dealing drugs in this small community is pretty much the only chance they have of economic stability. And the family is at odds with each other about their choice to be drug dealers in this town, and it's been a generational thing. Their father was the local drug dealer as well. And my character wants to get out of the trade, and my sister is getting deeper and deeper into it, and we're both kind of fighting for the soul of our little brother. All of that is being done with the backdrop of the kind of devastation that the opiate crisis is causing in small-town America.
Are you like the new father figure in this film?
Yeah, in a way, but, you know, honestly, my character had gone off to the military, and when he came back, his sister had sort of taken over as head of the family and making the decisions that the father used to make. And so, in a way, my character is her enforcer, but he is, and something I also welcomed about playing this character is that he's not very verbose. He's a very quiet character and dealing with a lot of issues silently. I haven't had the opportunity to do that very often.
Sounds like a challenging role. Did you enjoy making this movie? Did it kind of test your boundaries a little bit?
It definitely tested my boundaries, but I always enjoy it. Challenge. My whole career has been about challenging myself to do things that I guess other actors might not take on. I find it very rewarding working on films like this that are micro budget, very small budget, and seeing them come out really well on the other side and actually get a release in theaters and get a release on VOD and hopefully have a lot of people see it, because it's a worthy film. It's a really well done film, and for the budget that we had and the time that we had to make it, it's kind of a miracle that this film was pulled off in the fashion that it was. And I've done films all over the board. I'm working on a film right now in England, Guy Ritchie's new film, in which I'm basically playing the comic relief in this film, and so it's fun for me to be able to kind of jump all over the place and try different things.
Yeah, great. Two quick things. First of all, you're talking to Westchester in the Hudson Valley. Any Purchase professors you want to say hi to?
Well, you know, it's been a while since, it's been 22 years since I was at Purchase. That is scary in itself. I don't know if anybody's still there.
All right.
I doubt that they are.
We'll send your love anyway. Are you living in London, in England most of the time?
No, part-time. My partner's English. We have three kids together. We're here, you know, while I make this film, and then we'll be back in the States for a little while I work over there. And then, I don't know. I mean, we haven't really settled anywhere because I've been so busy, and we've been so busy with kids over the last few years. So we're traveling around trying to make it all make sense, I guess.
Good.
I'm curious, does having children now inform your acting skills and make you a better actor?
Well, I think it makes me a better everything. When I first found out that my partner was pregnant, I realized the rubber sort of meets the road now, and I'm not just making choices for myself, and I felt an immediate sort of responsibility to work harder while I'm working and to enjoy myself more when I'm not working. And so everything just became sort of heightened. I love being a father. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Well said. Beautiful. A lot of dads shaking their heads with you right now. Josh Hartnett, we wish you the best. We can't wait to see the movie. I want to see a documentary called Josh Hartnett's Hair. When you change your hair, I can't recognize you. You have so many different looks.
Well, thank you. I guess I don't.
No, they're all good. Yes, they're all good.
Okay,
looks.
Cool. Yeah. All right, I appreciate that. We'll work on that. There'll be an edition out next year.
Thank you.
And you get credit.
He's working on the documentary about his hair.
I'm telling you, it would be a hit. He should never part it in the middle, though.
Okay, Josh Hartnett. He used to go to SUNY Purchase.
Yeah.
And now he's got a new movie out called Inherit the Viper. Check it out. And we appreciate him stopping by. Very nice man, it seems, and a great dad, too. And he loves the job.